Today in Science from Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Welcome to the Spoken Edition of Wired.
Palo Alto Networks has the broadest, most comprehensive cybersecurity for private cloud, public cloud, and SaaS environments because secure clouds are happy clouds. Protect yours today at go.paloaltonetworks.com/secureclouds.
How to Avoid Getting Tricked into Assassinating Someone by Emma Gray Ellis. Let's say you find yourself in the airport in Kuala Lumpur. A stranger approaches with a spray bottle and a fistful of money and points to a man who looks more than a bit like the half-brother of North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un. Must be a coincidence, you think. The stranger explains that she'd like you to star in a hilarious prank TV show that asks ordinary citizens to spray random people with water for the lulz. What's the risk, right? Right? Wrong. Congratulations. You just got punked into becoming an international assassin. It was strangers on a train in a terminal. All right, in all seriousness, if it's true that Sidi Ayaza, the woman suspected of killing Kim Jong-nam by spraying him in the face with an unknown substance, didn't know what she was doing, could she have done it any better? How would anyone have known better? Science is how, but in the world of chemistry, distinguishing water from weapon can be a lot trickier than you'd think. So what do you do, really? The first tool available to the responsible prankster or citizen scientist is eyeballs. Give that spray bottle a close look. Is it a clear or translucent one, or is it opaque and heavy duty? Plenty of potentially harmful chemicals have to be shielded from light to avoid photochemical reactions. Corrosive materials like fluoroantimonic acid need to be stored in something even tougher, like Teflon. But a clear bottle containing clear liquid doesn't mean you're, well, in the clear. Some really nasty substances like sulfuric acid, which probably wouldn't kill someone even at high concentrations, really, if you just spritzed a person's face with it, and cyanide solutions look pretty watery. Some chemicals are more viscous or syrupy than water, says Gabriel Ludwig, a toxicologist at the University of Iowa. Theoretically, with something like sulfuric acid, which has a higher viscosity than water, you'd be able to swirl your pranking bottle and see adhesion forces drawing the liquid together into rivulets and droplets, like those wine legs your enophile won't shut up about. If your chemical is in a diluted solution, though, you're pretty much out of luck. Eyes failing you, you might turn to your nose. Don't. Many harmful chemicals are odorless, especially in solution, and the risk is just too great. It's not good to smell these things, says Nianhui Gay, an analytical chemist at the University of California, Irvine. It could harm your respiratory tract badly. Plus, the vapors of some chemicals, like nitric acid, can blind you. So that's out. Don't taste it, although this was once a thing. 50-100 years ago, chemists would describe substances by color, smell, and taste, Ludwig says. But nowadays, we're a little more careful. And no one knows what most of this stuff tastes like anyway. Everybody knows a polonium solution is toxic, so no chemist with a sense of self-preservation is going to lick it for the sake of science. That should go double if you're suspicious of the mysterious prank show producer in front of you. I would never want to taste it myself, Gay says. Even if you get just a little bit of something like cyanide dissolved in water, it will kill you. You could put your skin on the line. If it feels weird and tingly on your finger, you can safely bet it isn't water. But that's dangerous and not foolproof. Given that Kim Jong-nam was sprayed in the face, he may have absorbed a toxin through inhalation or through the skin, but not all skin is equally permeable. Absorption through the more calloused hand is very inefficient compared to mucous membranes, for example, Ludwig says. Well, prankster assassin, you're out of applicable senses. Time to head to the lab. An environmental toxicologist, who, not even kidding, didn't want to be named for fear of causing an international incident, offered this advice. The first thing I would do is treat it like it's definitely not water and get it under a hood. The chemistry kind of hood, a box that contains potentially harmful vapor, not the car kind or the Mark Zuckerberg kind. From there, the tools of the scientific world are your potential poison-identifying oyster. A litmus test will show you whether it's acidic, basic, or neutral. A hint, water should be a neutral pH 7. A good place to start. And then you go for the good old gas chromatography mass spectrometry and its slossier cousin, liquid chromatography mass spectrometry. Those analytical methods break substances into their constituent molecules and identify them, so that'll often tell you what you're dealing with beyond reasonable doubt. There's even a portable version, so you've got no excuse not to add it to your packing list next time your flights connect through Kuala Lumpur.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.